Case number 10,412, Anna R. Ward, intersection of Route 28 and Road 486A, a variance from the minimum square footage requirement for a parcel.
Names and addresses, please.
Anna R. Ward, 25051 Ward Farm Lane, Millsboro, Delaware.
Donna Ward, same address.
Richard Fall, F-A-U-L-L, 18471 Seashell Boulevard, Lewis, Delaware.
Jeff Needhammer, 306 Carolyn Street, Georgetown.
Spell that, your last name, please.
N-I-E-T Hammer.
Okay. Do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Okay.
Ms. Ward, before you get started, this is for the benefit of the board, a reapplication of an application that had been previously denied. With that, the application proceeds a little bit differently, and your first obligation is to convince the board that this application is substantially different from the one that was denied previously. So we're going to need for you to address those factors for the board first.
Thank you, first of all, for considering our requests this evening. I think one of the major factors that makes this request different is I would like to subdivide the parcel, which has 1.39 acres, and it's 0.11 acres short of being enough to divide it into 2 3-quarter acre parcels. And the difference this evening is that I would like to give part of that parcel to Sussex County Habitat for Humanity. We're building a home for our Sussex County family. That's our main difference in requesting another hearing.
Is the actual subdivision of the land, in other words, the dividing line, is that different, or is there anything different physically about the subdivision?
No. It would be a 0.75 acre parcel, and we would give them.
You've attached that subdivision to this application. Is that the same subdivision as before?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Just a couple of things, if I could speak to your point. The discussion before, there were 2 points that I'd like to address. And one of them was the possibility that if this lot was subdivided, the people across the street may ask for their lot to be subdivided. And when I looked into that, I found that the lots across the street, I think I've included this in your packet, tax map. If you look across the street, the lots directly across the street on the county tax map front on a street behind them. That street does not exist. That's a paper street. You had no way of knowing that when you looked at it before. Does everybody understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That street in back that looks like it runs between Church Street, Church Road, and Concord Road, it's not there. It's just there on paper. It's an old, apparently, an old street. I don't know the history of it, but it's apparently an old street that has been absorbed by the lots that join up to it. So that was part of the discussion before in denying the application, that if this lot was subdivided, the lots across the street would possibly asked to be subdivided. Before, your decision was based on the finding of facts, which I don't know if you have that in your packet or not. I have it from before. And one of the findings of fact was that the property is located at a busy intersection. Gentlemen, I can assure you, the intersection of Church Road and School Lane in Concord is not a busy intersection. Excuse me. I walked that road recently in the evening talking to the neighbors to see if there was any objection whatsoever, and it's kind of a rare occurrence to have a car go by there. The other point in the finding of facts is somebody suggested that the property couldn't sustain 2 septic systems, but I had submitted in my discussion, my testimony to you before, that we have 2 site evaluations indicating that the property will support two, not only two septics, but two full-depth standard gravity septics, the best septic you can get. So I think your discussion before, when you deny the application, was based on some information that you didn't have, and some of the information is changed in that, you know, we have a contract signed with Habitat that if this subdivision is approved, we will convey the lot to Habitat for $1, you know, 30 days or sometime in the next few weeks after it's legally, technically permissible, if this application is approved. And I think that's a substantial difference. So based on those differences, I would ask you to rehear the case.
Okay.
The gentlemen are here with me from Habitat. I don't know if you'd like to hear from them.
That's probably part two of the application. Okay. The first part, I think the board, assuming you've given them all the information you have, the board has to determine whether or not they believe this is a substantially different application. Then we'll go to.
Okay.
So then they go to part two.
I understand.
Mr. McCabe, do you feel it's substantially different? Mr. Workman?
The only thing you're doing different is giving the piece of ground away, right?
I'm sorry?
The only thing you're doing different is giving this piece of ground to the Habitat.
That's the primary difference. But I pointed out some other things that, you know, are essentially different from what you thought they were when you were discussing it before. The street that you were thinking was there isn't there, doesn't exist. And that was one of the points of discussion before when the decision was made.
Okay.
I believe for those reasons, I think we should hear it again.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Sure, I'm willing to hear it.
I'm sorry?
I'm willing to hear it.
Okay. Well, if that be the case, I need a motion from the
Chairman, I make a motion we rehear case number 10,412 or hear case number 10,412 due to the applicant's statements.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe is that we rehear case number 10,412 by the new evidence or the new findings that were presented at this time. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. You've been granted here. We'll rehear the case now. Okay.
Thank you very much for rehearing the case. The uniqueness of the lot is that it has loads of frontage. You have the survey there. I could add it up. All kinds of road frontage located on a corner. But it is 0.11 acres, a few thousand square feet shy of over-the-counter approval for two lots. So it has a unique shape. And addressing the exceptional practical difficulty, because it's 0.11 acres short of having 1.5 acres, it's like 1.39 acres, there's not enough acreage there to be approved for two over-the-counter lots. The property cannot be developed in its current situation, in its current status. You can only put one home on it. So we are asking for a variance so that it can be developed and so two homes can be put on there. And the variance is necessary because a reasonable use of the property, it seems to me, would be to be able to put homes on lots that are consistent with the lot size in the neighboring area. And as you can see from the tax map there, the lots that would be created if this request is approved would be consistent with the other lot sizes in the area. This is not something that we created. It's something that was on the books from years ago. It will not in any way alter the character of the surrounding neighborhood. Most of the parcels in the neighborhood are single-family homes on smaller lots, half to three-quarters of an acre. Some of them are less than half acre, but many of them are between half and three-quarters of an acre, which is exactly where we would be if this were granted. So there would be no negative impact, nor would it affect the essential character of the lot, of the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, I don't see how it's going to have any substantial effect on the neighborhood, except that you're going to have two brand new homes there located in a neighborhood where you have scraggly pine trees right now. The variance that we're requesting would be the minimum that could be done to provide the modification needed to develop the lot. I think I've addressed those things. I don't know if you have any questions for me, but Mr. Fall and his guests, I think, would like to make some comments.
Hi, my name is Richard Fall, past president of the Board of Habitat, and in the last 7 years I've bought most of the property that Habitat has bought here in Sussex County. I've known the Ward family for a number of years. We have a subdivision of 19 homes nearby this property, which we've kind of completed, or about to complete our 17th home. They're on half-acre lots. Mr. Ward supported us with our Concord Village project. We needed an outflow for the stormwater, and we had to get access through property he owned across the street to go into Concord Pond. He granted us that access. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have the subdivision. There would be 17 families without a home in Sussex County. So I'm asking you to strongly consider his request so that Habitat can put another family in the area. And keep in mind that many of our families are single-family homeowners, not capable of taking care of three-quarter or larger lots. The smaller the lot, easier it is for them to take care of. Jeff, do you want to? Jeff is our construction manager, and he just came along in case you had any questions about construction or cost of property and houses. It costs us about $110,000 now to build a house. We're valuing this lot at $45,000, so it's a big portion of one house. And with today's economy, please keep in mind that it's going to be harder and harder for Habitat to raise funds to do what we need to do here in the county. Thank you.
Typically, what size home, square footage-wise, do you build?
1,100 square feet for a three-bedroom, a little over 12 for a four-bedroom.
Okay, so what would be going on this lot?
Probably a three-bedroom.
1,100
square feet. I mean, if you want us to limit to a three-bedroom, we can do that.
Be able to meet all the setback requirements?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And how far are the other 17 homes from this property? Roughly.
On the other side of the pond?
Well, it's the other side of the Concord Pond, German Road.
Okay.
Maybe a mile.
Yeah, maybe a mile. Probably less.
Across the bridge from this property.
Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
Questions?
No. Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Well, there's only one standard that the applicant didn't address, and that's that it cannot have been created by the applicant, and I guess he could also argue that it's created by Habitat and not necessarily the applicant.
Right.
Would you agree?
How was that?
The one standard you didn't address was that it could not be created by the applicant. You could argue that the it's created by Habitat and not the applicant. Is that correct?
Can it be safe?
Yeah. Yes is the answer.
Yes is the answer. Right?
Yes.
Therefore,
good.
I'm satisfied the applicant has addressed all the standards. Yeah. Oh, we need to ask for out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Hearing no other questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? I'm sorry.
The office had received 5 letters in support.
5 letters in support?
Yes, and they are in the area.
Okay, thank you. We got 5 letters in support. Okay.
They're across the street.
Yes.
Extremely close.
Oh, okay. Good. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting the variance. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,413. Okay. 12.
There we go. Have a second to that motion? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,412. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay.